Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. An Abington man who was required to register with Pennsylvania's sex offenders list known as Megan's Law is back behind bars after police say he was caught with illicit photos of children. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports. Bader is held on $500,000 bail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for next month. Two Democratic congressmen from South Jersey toured Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst Friday after word the Pentagon was planning to use it to hold immigrant detainees, but they say they didn't learn much, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo. Norcross said as a member of the Armed Services Committee, he's been trying to learn more about the plan, but has been told nothing. The Congress members said they wanted to be sure that if migrants were to be held at Fort Dix, that they were treated humanely and that the action would not affect the military mission of the base. A 9-year-old has died at Hershey Park. It happened last night at the Boardwalk Water Park. Hershey Park's CEO John Lawn says lifeguards noticed the child was in distress and immediately jumped into action, but the child was later pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. The boardwalk has 16 water attractions. Lawn did not say which one the incident happened at. It was the first death at Hershey Park since 1977. In a statement, Lawn says his company will thoroughly investigate the tragedy and honor the memory of the victim by focusing on ensuring the safety of guests at Hershey Park. With more than 50,000 Philly students relying on SEPTA, the School District of Philadelphia has scheduled a series of meetings with the transit agency next week to review the service cuts the transit agency plans a month from now if state funding is not found. District spokeswoman Monique Braxton says they want to get a complete picture of the bus routes that would be eliminated and shortened on August 24th, the day before school begins. SEPTA says six of the bus routes being cut are those that directly service schools, including the 400 series. It also acknowledges there's no state funding solution yet that would avert the cuts. Drivers in New Jersey soon will be able to leave their wallets at home. You'll be able to show a digital driver's license on your phone. You'd no longer have to carry the physical card even when at the TSA checkpoint. The law takes effect in January, though it may take a while for the State Motor Vehicle Commission to put the plan into practice. New Jersey is the 15th state to offer a digital license. A bill to do the same in Pennsylvania has not made it out of committee in Harrisburg. Delaware has a version, but it can't be used with Apple or Google wallets. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.